Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After starting off in the upper 50s to near 60 this morning, it will be a quick warm-up, and we will get close to 90 this afternoon. But there are more cold fronts headed our way. Dan Brunoff has your complete forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Wednesday, October 14th. Early voting continues today, and more big crowds are expected. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Some in North Texas waited for hours just to cast their ballot on the first day of early voting. UNT political science professor Kimmy King says the lines are longer this year for a couple of reasons.
Eliminated straight ticket voting, so that allowed for lines to be longer. That may discourage some people as they see all of the lines from today. You also have fewer poll workers that have been willing to show up.
But these voters say they wanted to vote as soon as possible, because this election is paramount.
Well, a ton of stuff that's been going on in 2020 that makes this election seem a little bit more prescient in terms of the urgency with which we need to get out and kind of vote.
It definitely is a heavier load, and I feel like it affects me personally on a day-to-day basis.
I think this year is definitely one of the most important, at least since I've started voting.
Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And record voter turnout was reported across Texas on the first day of early voting. In Dallas County, nearly 60,000 votes were cast. In Tarrant County, more than 42,000. In Harris County, which includes Houston, 128,000 people cast ballots on day one. And in Travis County, voter registration is at a record high, 97%. The number of new coronavirus cases ticking up again in North Texas, and county leaders are concerned. KRLD's Alan Skaya reports Dallas County added more than 600 new cases yesterday.
Nine of those were older cases that had not been reported. The county has an additional 32 probable cases as well. Judge Clay Jenkins says numbers are moving the wrong direction, with 17% of all the emergency room visits for COVID-19 symptoms over the past week. He says schools are doing a good job with infection prevention, but 283 kids between the ages of 5 and 17 in Dallas County tested positive the first week of October. That's up from 255 the week before. Jenkins also says with early voting underway, a great amount of effort has gone into making sure that experience is safe. Tarrant County reported 477 cases and one death yesterday. Health Director Vinny Tanasia says they've seen a 33% increase among schools across the county over the past week, and schools need to be ready to return to virtual learning. Collin County reported 102 cases and one death. Denton County reported 126 cases and three deaths. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Despite the uptick in new coronavirus cases, bars are set to reopen today in Tarrant, Denton, and Collin counties. Tarrant County is issuing a stern warning to bar owners, obey the rules or else.
City and county officials will be keeping a keen eye on the Varsity Tavern in Fort Worth's West 7th District. Now, that's the same establishment that's been accused of racism in the past due to perceived selective enforcement of its dress code. Now, Fort Worth Code Compliance Director Brandon Bennett says while the Varsity has been operating as a restaurant in accordance with temporary rules in place, it has done a poor job of enforcing the mask ordinance and keeping crowds below the reduced capacity.
They have been less than responsive at times. We're hoping that they will be more responsive at this point.
During commissioner's court yesterday, Judge Glenn Whitley said he told the Varsity's owner earlier this week that he's on notice.
I specifically indicated to him that if I had the authority, I'd pull his license yesterday, and will continue to try to pull it today and tomorrow and the next day if they choose to continue to disregard the orders.
Now, KRLD has reached out to the Varsity Tavern on social media over the last few days, but they have not responded to our requests for comment. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Six Flags has announced it's eliminating 240 jobs, about 10% of its full-time workforce. The news revealed in a regulatory filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Arlington-based company tells the SEC the cuts are part of its transformation productivity initiatives. Furthermore, Six Flags says affected employees are being offered severance pay in accordance with company policy. The main blame for this put on the COVID-19 outbreak in the second quarter. Six Flags revenues were down more than 95% from the year before. The Texas Workforce Commission says people who lost their jobs because of the pandemic will need to start showing they are looking for work if they want to keep collecting unemployment benefits in November.
The Texas Workforce Commission will reinstate work search requirements beginning November 1st. The first time claimants would need to report work search would be 2 weeks later, on or after November 15th, when requesting payment.
Cisco Gomez with the Texas Workforce Commission says that requirement had been dropped when the state's unemployment rate went up during the pandemic. Commissioners now say employment opportunities are beginning to come back as more businesses reopen. A federal appeals court in New Orleans has struck down a Texas law that bans one of the most common abortion procedures. Amy Hagstrom Miller, the CEO of Whole Woman's Health, filed suit against the law back in 2017.
Judge Dennis, in his majority decision, very plainly and clearly states that this law forces abortion providers to act contrary to their medical judgment and the best interest of their patient.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims the state legislature was well within its constitutional limits when it banned that procedure. The state could appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Arlington, a motorcyclist is killed in a hit-and-run crash, and police are still looking for the driver responsible. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has an update.
Last night about 7 o'clock, the rider was heading north on Mesquite Street when a pickup going east on Sanford blew right through a stop sign and slammed into that motorcycle. The rider was killed on impact. Witnesses told police the pickup just kept on going on Mesquite heading east toward Elm. The same witnesses described the truck as an older Dodge and it had an orange construction toolbox mounted in the bed. Police believe the pickup will have damage on its passenger side. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Clyde Warren Park in Dallas is set to get some upgrades thanks to an $8 million gift. NBC5 reports Dallas-based Jacobs Engineering Group will donate the money to cover that expansion. The West Park at Clyde Warren will be expanded and will be called the Jacobs Lawn. It will be available to host festivals, markets, even a winter ice skating rink that is about the size of the rink at Rockefeller Center in New York City. Construction is expected to start next year, should be finished by 2024. In sports, Atlanta goes up 2-0 in the National League Championship Series in Arlington. The Braves held on to beat the L.A. Dodgers last night 8-7. And in the American League, Tampa Bay can advance to the World Series later today. The Rays beat Houston in Game 3 5-2 and now have a 3-0 lead.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.